So today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It's the Mass we say in between Christmas and New Year's when it falls on a Sunday. And they are a model for all families, the Holy Family is. And just as the Holy Family is holy, our families too are called to be holy. And we know this can seem to be an impossible task at times, but that is what we are called to do. St. Paul in the second reading shows how to live as a Christian family. He calls us to put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And this is how we ought to treat our family members, with the love, compassion, and mercy that God gives to us. And in our gospel, we have the scene of Jesus being brought into the temple, and it's a very touching scene. And in that this whole scene deals with the trust and surrender that Joseph and Mary have to the Lord's will for them. As the Holy Family brought the infant Jesus to the temple, they encountered Simeon and Anna. And upon seeing the infant, those two people praised the Lord, rejoicing in the coming of their Savior, and prophesied about what was to come for this child. And then the gospel states, the child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. Yet they didn't know exactly what was going to happen, did they? And through all of this, all that had been predicted, they surrendered their lives to God and had unwavering faith and trust in his plan for them. And so, like the Holy Family, we too are invited to trust, to surrender, and be attentive to God's voice. As we all know, family life has its good times and bad times, and all of us have joys and sorrows in our own life and in the life of our families. And times come when our faith is tested in the power of God, as we all know. Many years ago, a friend of mine, her mother, that is, told me a story about when she was growing up as a girl in another part of the state of Ohio. She was one of 12 children, and during the Great Depression, her family lived on a farm in a rented house. The name of the family was Derner. They were the Derner family. And one of her brothers needed an operation, and the family, of course, had no way of paying for it. They just scraped by. And so her parents took out a loan at the local bank in order to have money to pay for the operation. Well, a few months went by, and as expected, they defaulted on their loan payments. And the father had put up all of their belongings in the house as collateral for the loan. And so, what was the bank left to do? They were going to hold an auction. And they were going to auction off all of the family's belongings, and they were satisfied that they would take whatever they received at that auction as full payment for the loan. And that was the plan. And they didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know where they would go or what they would do. They had no belongings. But they were faith-filled Christians and members of the local Methodist church. And they trusted that God would provide for them. And the auction day came, and many members of their church, as well as their neighbors, showed up at the auction. And the church members and the neighbors had agreed ahead of time that they would bid low on all the items, and they would buy them all up. So the auction went by kind of quickly, and when it was over, the bank manager had his money, and he took off. And the people at the auction had all of the Derner family's belongings. And then their church members and neighbors did something totally unexpected. They gave them all of the items. They gave the Derner family all of the items that they had won in the auction, and they gave their items back to them. They had all their belongings once again, and they could keep on living in that community and belonging to that church and living in that house. Sometimes we use the word family to refer not just to our own blood family, but schools, churches talk about our school family, our parish family, and rightly so. In the case of the family in the story, they deeply felt that kind of sense of family for the rest of their lives. And as we celebrate the Christmas season with joy and gladness for our Savior, we deepen our commitment to Him through the love and the service that we give our family members, our neighbors, our friends, and we deepen our commitment to the trust and surrender we place in God to take care of us and especially our families each day.